Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. Well, it's not often that you'll hear me laud a Labour politician, particularly Emily Thornberry, who is a thoroughly evil woman in some ways, but even evil people do good things occasionally. And she's on the money on one issue. Remember, she's chairwoman of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee. It's about 10 MPs on each select committee. And they are backbench MPs, so they look at these issues in depth, they call witnesses and so forth. And the chair is not necessarily from the governing party. The composition of a select committee is roughly reflective of the strength of the parties in the House of Commons. There's obviously the House of Lords committees as well. She correctly said that His Majesty's government has been guilty of a gross dereliction of its duty with regard to international law and humanitarian law, and has been bitterly disappointing in how it has failed to assert the rights of the beleaguered, defenceless, powerless Palestinian people who have languished under outrageous oppression for decades, suffered mass murder at the hands of Israel, at least 72,000 Palestinians murdered since the 7th of October. There are hundreds of thousands of Palestinians murdered, and I use the word advisedly, murdered, killing civilians on purpose, knowing them to be civilians, targeting them, when this is not part of any lawful military attack. Shooting people, blowing them up, burying them alive, cutting them off from potable water or food or medicines, cutting off electricity to hospitals, things like that, depriving the means of life, depriving them of shelter so they're going to die of excessive heat or cold or exposure to the rain, and so forth. The most barbarous atrocities committed seemingly endlessly by the state of Israel in full glare of the media, building a tower so they can watch this, Palestinians as hunted as though they're not humans at all, by frank racist rhetoric from the government of Israel, from top people, from the prime minister, references to Amalek in the Bible, where the ancient Israelites killed every man, woman, and child of that tribe, and so forth. Dehumanizing language by Rahavim Ze'evi, even in, say, 2000, calling the Palestinians lice, and on and on and on. It's been absolutely in plain sight. And many Israeli politicians and military personnel saying they wanted to kill every single last Palestinian in Gaza. Others saying, we just want to kill most, and so forth. And so there's no secret about what was going on. And, you know, making videos about the torment, the torture, the humiliation of the Palestinian people, and saying that any attempt to defend themselves, their homeland, their children, was terrorism. Well, obviously, we've seen huge-scale state terrorism by Israel, aided and abetted by the United States, Germany, and even the UK. Since the so-called ceasefire, over 700 Palestinian civilians murdered, even by Israel's own data, at least 75% of those killed were women and children. Some of the men were civilians as well. So there's a high majority of them, completely bogus comparisons with the Second World War. This is not the Second World War. You know, Palestine is not a superpower. Israel has the great number amount of power. You know, Hamas was not an existential threat to Israel. Yes, they killed several hundred Israelis on the 7th of October, and that's terrible. But Hamas had no tanks, no planes, no armored personnel carriers, no infantry fighting vehicles, no howitzers, no helicopters, no ships. So that against Israel, the best armed country in the Middle East, with perhaps the best military technology in the world, as they never ceased to boast. So there was not a serious threat to them. Moreover, in a lot of German civilians were killed in the Second World War, and some of those were war crimes of the Allies, that's true. But still, a lot more German military personnel than civilians were killed. And the thing is how technology has moved on. They're only dumb bombs in the 1940s. Now we have state-of-the-art technology that Israel has, pinpoint accuracy. So when they kill civilians, it's no mistake. They're doing it on purpose, and so on. So many, many Labour backbench MPs will remember. So the ceasefire is not genuine. All those murdered since the so-called ceasefire. It really is sickening. So Israel reaffirming last week that they intend to illegally occupy 70% of Gaza permanently. So they're getting away with breaking international law. Israel, which has signed up to and ratified all these human rights instruments. Israel, which is created by the United Nations. And therefore, it behoves it more than any other sovereign state to abide by the United Nations Charter. So illegally occupying some of Palestine. Now, I know the Israelis dispute that Palestine is a sovereign state, and there are many who dispute that Israel is a sovereign state. But no one disputes that Syria and Lebanon are sovereign states, and Israel is illegally occupying some of their territory, carrying out barbarous crimes against the virtually defenseless Lebanese people, stealing even more Syrian land because, you know, they know Syria is just in such a feeble state, partly because of a civil war that Israel helped to prolong. And I know there's not the only guilty party. Okay, so, you know, international law is real, it matters, and so forth. It must be upheld. And I know no law is 100% compliance, but we mustn't be allowing people to get away with these crimes, otherwise they'll be committed more and more. So, we know that the occupation of Palestine is illegal, and the International Court of Justice has ruled that. So that's it. Israel's colonies there and the West Bank are illegal. They might put them back in Gaza as well. And the US government and Israel have been open with their attempt to drive the Palestinians, almost all of them out of Gaza, keep a few as a helot class, to be hewers of wood and drawers of water, second-class citizenship, just there as in the illegally occupied West Bank. And the murder of unarmed civilians in the West Bank all the time, with impunity. The Israeli murderer is virtually never caught, doing it sometimes in full view of the Israeli army and police, who never intervene, you know, kidnapping, torturing them, you know, when they don't simply harass them and drive them off their land. These are just the most outrageously evil crimes, and they happen every single day, and they get away with it. And anybody who tells the plain truth is called anti-Semitic. Well, I'm not remotely anti-Semitic. And by the way, Arabs are Semites as well as Jews. So anti-Semitism is far more often an anti-Arab thing, because since they outnumber Jews like 20-1. But nobody should be mistreated for his or her ethnicity, nationality, faith, citizenship, place of birth, skin color, phenotype, and so forth. It ought to go without saying. And that includes Jews, and that includes Muslims, that includes Arabs, whether Palestinian or not, and so forth. So we see that the expansion of these illegal colonies in the West Bank, which Israel tries to rename settlements, they try to pretend that Palestine doesn't exist. They try to attempt the erasure of the name, calling it, Samaria or Judea and things like that. So, you know, Palestinians being lynched. I mean, the Israeli illegal immigrants there are the modern KKK. These ritual murders of these defenseless people. It is infuriating. It is revolting. It's absolutely sickening. What is the lesson of Gaza? That the world needs to take firm action. And unfortunately, Israel is facilitated in all this by the United States, has expedited these crimes by selling them weapons, and the United Kingdom as well, which has suspended a few of the export licenses. There's UK lawyer for Israel's, which has never saw an atrocity it didn't like, so long as it's committed by Israel, and so on. So if a Palestinian defends himself, that's somehow terrorism. But the Israelis illegally occupy other people and racially cleanse them, somehow that's not terrorism. So it's completely unbearable, unacceptable, what's been going on. And you see that all these legal judgments, all these UN resolutions, get us absolutely nowhere. That Israel carries on committing these crimes, and often facilitated by the United States and other countries, and somehow guilt-tripping Germany about the Holocaust. And yes, the Holocaust happened, and yes, it was committed by the Third Reich, the murder of 6 million Jews and so forth. And, you know, the word evil doesn't begin to describe it. But that's absolutely no reason why today Germany should be arming Israel to commit similar crimes against the Palestinians. Nobody alive today in Germany was responsible for the Holocaust. So guilt is individual, not national. So we should stop mistreating Germans. No racism against anyone, and that includes Germans. All right. Anyway, it's a very lugubrious reflection that evil so often triumphs and evil people so often get away with it. Anyway, do what you can to work for peace and justice.